All right, we'll flip gears a little bit, and tomorrow night's high school football senior showcase will be missing one player who will be on the mind of everyone else. And that's why Fight Like Four will be seen throughout the Delaware Stadium with another Blue Gold All-Star Football preview. WDEL Sports Director Sean Green.
Woodbridge senior Troy Haynes won't get to be at this year's DFRC Blue Gold All-Star Football game, but his presence figures to be felt throughout Delaware Stadium Friday night. The two-time Division II state football championship-winning quarterback has traveled to Houston to continue his fight against cancer that began on his kidney and has aggressively spread to other nearby organs. Word of the start of Troy's cancer battle was also aggressive, reaching all segments of the state from Archmere to Del Mar, and as the state's football community convenes for its annual senior showcase, it's clear it's not just the Woodbridge Blue Raiders who are affected. DMA running back and cornerback Karan Aline first met Troy when the two battled in a 2015 playoff game.
My reaction when I heard it, I was kind of shocked, you know, surprised, because, you know, it's just, you know, you just don't expect it to happen to somebody that you know, that you're close with. The reason I think he could fight it, he's a fighter, you know what I'm saying? He's been playing for Woodbridge since his freshman year. I remember playing him in a playoff game. He's just been fighting all through high school, so if anybody could do it, he could do it.
It's a belief the four Woodbridge players taking part in Friday's game know well. The cancer diagnosis hit Troy's teammate Gabe Westcott hard.
It was a real shock. I kind of just broke down on the spot. And it was tough. It was tough hearing that my best friend had such a hard task ahead of him. But it was just really tough. But I knew that the kind of person he was and how he was going to battle it and how he was going to make it through.
Why is he the right guy for this battle?
Because he's just such a selfless guy. Like, he wants this battle over anybody else because he knows he can handle it. He's just so composed, so upbeat, so positive. He's the toughest guy for this battle.
Troy's tenacity came at an early age. Josh Probst has joined Westcott along with Jamon Kane in a group that made a point to visit Troy in the first stages of his treatment at the A.I. DuPont Hospital for Children and Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, just to make sure someone they knew was a champion would come up on top again.
We'd probably go up once a week when he was around here up at A.I., up in Philadelphia. We'd text him every couple days, maybe every 3 days, just see how he's doing. We try to keep him involved. We want him to feel like he's a part of this, even though he's not here right now. Let him know that we're still thinking about him, praying about him.
Why is he the right guy to win this battle?
I mean, ever since he was little, you know, he was a winner. Coming in at Pop Warner when he was a quarterback, we went to regionals, always a winner, undefeated season since Pop Warner. Come in middle school, go undefeated. High school, he had a great career. He's just an all-around winner, everything I've known him in. When it comes to basketball and gym, you know, in the morning, he always wants to be on the winning team. He goes 100% in everything.
What makes him such a great leader?
I think it comes from his early days in Pop Warner. Coming up, as he was a quarterback, he came in, he had to step up. He really led us in the right way, and he's really grew into that situation. He's always a little quiet, but he's really grew into it.
Leading the charge for Troy's Woodbridge team has been his head coach, Jed Bell. Troy's news came as the school was wrapping up its spring break, putting his coach in a tricky spot as he received a call with information he wasn't pleased to hear.
I was at an airport in Florida on my way back from Mexico, and he gave me a call, and he told me what it was, and kind of had to step aside and deal with it, in a public place, which wasn't easy. But it's been tough, you know. Like, I've coached Troy, not just individually, but in the quarterback position group the last 4 years. So, and even know him going back to 11 and 12 years old. I mean, he means the world to me. And it hasn't been easy, but I tell you what, like, you know, I told him the other day, like, you might look up to me, but like, you mean so much to me. I mean, you're my hero. I think about, you know, when times are hard, like, I have nothing to mope about or feel bad about, because, you know, it could be a heck of a lot worse. And just to see him dealing with what he's dealing with and such a positive outlook and appreciation for people, it says a lot about who he is.
Bell added that appreciation for people has infected the Blue Raiders family in a great way.
I said at a graduation the other day, and I'll stick with it, you know, I always say teammates by fate, but brothers by choice. And, you know, we talk about brotherhood and being a family, and we say it. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to actually embody it, and those guys do. You know, they're so concerned with his well-being and each other, and just being there really to kind of rally around him through each other, though. I mean, we've really had to lean on each other through these times. And I know, you know, I already look at them like sons, and they look at, you know, at each other like brothers, but we've gotten so much closer throughout this process just as a result of it. You know, it's been difficult, but we're there for each other, and that's what matters.
When you say closer, I think about the fact that on your Twitter feed it's been Del Mar's coming in and Wilmington friends. I mean, how has this changed the I know a lot of the coaches are friends, but this is a whole different ball of wax.
You know, it's very special, you know, and I when I talked to the guys earlier today just about Fight Like Four, you know, when it started it was more so, all right, we need a slogan to put on a shirt to help raise some money for the family. And in the last couple months it's changed from just a slogan to a perspective and a mindset, and it's a message of how you should live your life every single day and be grateful for what you have and make the most out of opportunities. And it's just something that I know myself personally in our program will carry with us for the rest of our lives.
And it's a lesson others have seen as well. Wilmington Friends running back Quinton McCabe shared the field with Haynes and Woodbridge in the 2016 Division II championship game that was won by the Blue Raiders. But after he went through 23 days in the same hospitals as Troy back in December following a lacerated pancreas, the motto, Fight Like Four, sticks hard.
To me, it means something a little more special because I was once that kid in the hospital, not knowing whether I was going to play again or not. And I know he's feeling that same thing right now. So Fight Like Four is really just a better perspective on life and how to appreciate living more and appreciate this game that we play so much.
Delaware seniors will get to play that game one last time, and Woodbridge's four remaining Blue Gold seniors will get a special honor in the contest. Besides wearing blue gold bracelets with Fight Like Four that all players have received, Brock Keeler, Gabe Westcott, Josh Probst, and Jamon Kane will each swap out their jerseys for number four for a quarter. And Gabe and Brock are looking forward to using it as another chance to bond with their football brother fighting 1,500 miles away.
At some point, the wear the four, that's just the greatest honor of the game right there, along with the Blue Gold Foundation. It's just going to be a special moment when I get to put on the four for him.
I'll be wearing it in the fourth quarter, so I'm hoping that'll be my best quarter just for him, just to show him I support him and that he's here with me.
Troy Haynes exchanged texts with me on Wednesday and said he's feeling a lot better than what his doctors had been expecting. He added the reactions of his teammates and adversaries, quote, just gives me something else worth fighting for. I'm really grateful for all of the support that I've been given. That support has included over $44,000 put onto a GoFundMe page that we will link to this story on WDEL.com. The DFRC Blue Gold All-Star Football Game is Friday night at 7 p.m. inside Delaware Stadium, with pregame festivities beginning at 6 p.m. Tickets are $10. For Del Aware, I'm Sean Green.
Well, thank you, Sean. What a touching story. Wall Street.